thank you for joining us today, Sergeant Ford.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
And Sergeant Ford is the readiness officer here at the Knoxville National Guard Armory and the maintenance unit here. And I guess kind of the big news that's coming out recently over the past week or two, President Obama is withdrawing the troops out of Iraq. And after 10 years, the war in Iraq is essentially completed, is over. Well, why don't we start with a little bit of retrospect over the past 10 years, what you think was accomplished there, and what this means for you guys going forward into the future here at the Knoxville and the Iowa National Guard.
Yeah, 10 years, Ted, and you know, the war in Iraq is drawing down. We still have operations going on in Afghanistan, of course, but the as far as the mission in Iraq, it's over with. And in terms of what we do, that really hasn't changed anything. We still continue with the same mission, same training that we've always done. Just because one conflict is over doesn't mean that you kind of rest on your laurels, and you always have to keep pushing to achieve higher standards. So,
over the past 10 years, how have members of the Iowa National Guard been involved in the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Like I said, the unit as a whole deployed in 2003 and 2004. And then, you know, when we returned in 2004, ever since then, we've had soldiers that have filled in for vacancies in other units that have deployed. We recently just received approximately 15 soldiers back when the 2nd Brigade Combat Team returned earlier this fall. So we've always constantly had at least one soldier that was assigned to this unit that was gone to support other units. So,
and you talked about how your mission remains the same. What do you guys do here to continually be ready for your mission, continuing to train to serve and protect America?
Well, like we stated earlier, we're a maintenance unit. So we kind of refer to it as the pit crew for the Army. The mission is to work on basically everything in the Army inventory, with the exception of missiles and then obviously aircraft, but anything with wings or rotors. But if it's got tracks or wheels and engine in it, we'll work on it.
So when you're over there too, that means they're bringing back damaged vehicles, that sort of stuff, and you're always making sure that they're all operational, ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Our biggest piece is keeping, of course, when you're stateside and you're in a training mindset, our biggest piece of the puzzle is, number one, maintaining our own equipment, and then second is supporting other Iowa units and making sure that their equipment is maintained.
What is it, and we're not heading directly into a peacetime, like you said, we have conflicts in Afghanistan still, but as the troops get drawn down and there are less troops overseas, less National Guard members overseas overall from Iowa and across the nation, does the mentality change that much, or do you have more of a peacetime mentality? How does that affect the mindset of a National Guard member?
Sometimes that's a challenge, but it's important to keep in mind that we have very limited time. Time is our biggest resource that we have to protect. And, you know, when you only have the troops here for 2 days, possibly 3 days a month, and then, you know, you have your big training event in the summer for your annual training, that's not a lot of time to accomplish, in essence, what the active Army is required to do as well, which, you know, we have the same standards as far as training and all that goes. So our training is condensed in a very tight and compact package.
Okay. And I guess kind of if people maybe are interested in the National Guard, they're curious about it, how do they contact you? Who should they contact here?
Our recruiter's name is, we actually have two, one that's assigned here in Knoxville and then one that's assigned in Oskaloosa. Same unit, just two different armories. Oskaloosa is the detachment, but each recruiter, each location, you can give me a call. The armory number is 641-828-8988. I believe we're in the phone book. And give us a call if you're ever interested or just want to know more information. Recruiters would be more than happy to give you any information that you want to know.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to add today?
No, I appreciate your time. And it's nice to know that all the soldiers that came back are going to be back in time for Christmas with their families. So I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Sergeant Ford.